that's off. Hopefully it'll work.
Cool.
Okay, so the first mock-up is the register a series one. Is that right?
It is, yes, on Deribuntu. Okay, so... So, imagine you've come to this and you are going to register a new series within a derived distribution. What are your first impressions of this design?
It looks pretty familiar from other registering a thing on Launchpad pages. Plenty of boxes, but well laid out, and they tend to say what's optional and what's not. That doesn't seem to be on this page. I'm not sure what is and what isn't. There's name, there's explanations beneath each box, but there's name and display name and title.
It's pretty standard. But are those, is the distinction between those familiar to you, or is it still?
Yeah, it's familiar from other parts of Launchpad.
Having
all three isn't that common in my experience on other sites, but mm-hmm. it's certainly common across Launchpad.
And do you know what the difference between them is, though?
Yeah, from experience.
Just from experience.
Yeah. I mean, the registering of projects ones are pretty good because it says, like, the name is like, it says a short name to be used in URLs, then display name mm-hmm. it says to be used when written in a paragraph, and then the title is like a short description of it. So taking from the register of project page and putting the same descriptions there would be quite good, I think.
Right.
Because there's a lot of commonality there, so that would probably be a good idea.
Cool. And
I assume from this that we already have the Deribuntu distribution registered somehow.
Yes, I believe that's the that's what we've got to pretend. Yep.
Right.
Okay then. So perhaps so if you were coming from one of our Linaro partners, mm-hmm. And you're seeing this page, the name, display name, and title certainly wouldn't be obvious to you from this page, you'd think.
No, I would appreciate more description of what they meant.
Yeah. Okay. So if you were to add a new series to a distribution and wanted to initialize it from its parent series, would you know what that means?
No, I don't think I would.
Okay. So when it says parent distribution or parent series on this page, that doesn't necessarily mean anything to you. You'd want some more...
I think I'd want a little bit of description. Parent distribution and parent series would be fairly self-explanatory, I think. Just a little bit of explanation there. But the initialized series from parent checkbox probably means absolutely nothing to the partners.
Okay.
I mean, I can take a guess at what it means, but...
Yeah, you don't necessarily know what it means. So,
I'm not even sure it should be there. I think it might want to default to on, but
right.
But that requires some more options, I think. So, I mean, I'd want to know exactly what the box did before I gave my opinion on whether it should be there. I think.
Okay. Okay then. Now there's a version text box just above that. Sorry, which I should have mentioned before that.
Yeah.
How does that differ from the title or the display name?
I'm not entirely sure. I mean, it says the name of the derived distribution series underneath, which I think is just a copy-paste error. But
right.
I think it should be something that's optional because a lot of our partners won't have version numbers for their things. It'll be like a single-shot release or something, and they won't necessarily want to pick version for it, but
right. Okay.
I think there will be places where it's wanted, so I can see its value, but I think it needs a little bit of a description about where it will be used, because I think it's just attached to the distro series. I don't think it's used particularly for anything. So
right.
A description of that would be useful.
Okay. Towards the bottom of the page, probably about the bottom third. of the page is slightly greyed out. I think that's just an export error from Balsamic.
Is it not attached to the initialized series from parent checkbox?
I don't believe it is. Because I've seen this error a few times with Balsamic exports. If I'd have... Yeah. Sorry, I should have checked that with Julian before. Before this call. Anyway, it enables you to... It gives you a text box for architectures. Is a text box a good way of asking people to define the architectures they want the series to be built in?
I don't think it is, because the comment underneath says the architectures in the parent that will be built in this series, so you have a restricted set to choose from already. So a series of checkboxes seems like it would be more appropriate if you can only pick architectures that are in the parent.
Mm-hmm.
Or even if you have free choice, then it, as long as there aren't too many architectures, then that would be the way to go, I think, because they aren't going to know what they can put in there.
Like, right.
They might want ARM in there, but that's not valid. So either checkboxes or just some text somewhere saying what the valid choices are mm-hmm. would make sense.
Okay.
But it's certainly something people want to do.
Right. Okay.
Especially partners. So.
Does the term package set mean anything to you?
It certainly means something to me. I think it's a, like, the name is reasonably self-descriptive, so I think that it might warrant a little pop-up help or something to describe what a package set is like, but it would just say it's a set of packages. But I think what would be useful again there is a list of the available package sets.
Right.
Using some sort of picker or something like that. But it would be useful to be able to see which ones are available and also what their descriptions are or the packages which they contain.
Okay.
Because most people aren't going to know which ones they want to pick. So just allowing them to pick from a list of common ones or something, or all the ones available in the parent would be the best thing to do, I think.
Okay. Cool.
I was going to say something else. Oh yeah, there might be restrictions on which package sets you can choose, or which combinations you can choose, perhaps. Especially one requiring another or something like that. I'm not entirely sure. So I'd want it to either. I'd want it to probably make those choices for me. So if I pick one which requires another package set, then just pick the other package set, or ask me if I wish to include the other package set, maybe. But creating an invalid distro series or giving me some cryptic error wouldn't be useful. So I think just doing what I asked for, like adding in the extra package sets, would be what people wanted.
Right. Okay. The final part of the page gives you copy options. Is it obvious from the text there what they mean?
Yeah, I think so. Like after reading them a couple of times, I think the meaning is clear. But I think maybe just a paragraph of text could help with the understanding for people who aren't quite as familiar as how how distributions work. But I think the idea the difference between copying the binaries or rebuilding is going to be fairly well understood.
Is there anything missing from this page?
Not off the top of my head. I think access control might be missing, privacy and who can see it and who can modify it, but that's probably something which you can configure afterwards.
Okay.
But maybe if there's going to be privacy, maybe a privacy checkbox here so there's no period of exposure would be the right thing to do. But yeah, I'm not sure whether we're going to have privacy at this time.
Right, okay. If we go down to scroll down to the next mock-up, which is a little side box, a portlet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you imagine that was on... after you'd created this new distro series... After there'd been a number of distro series, derived distro series created,
mm-hmm.
imagine that you're on the overview page for the real Lucid distro series. This would allow you to see imagine you're on the derived distro you've just created. This would allow you to see a quick summary of how it differs from the parent, from Lucid. To start with, is this the information that you'd expect to see if you wanted to get a quick glance of what this derived distribution, this derived distro series is about?
I think this is very useful information to have there, and this is the kind of information I'd want in that box. Some graphs would be really cool, so you could get a very quick picture just by glancing at it. And if the divergence was increasing sharply over time, then you'd be able to see that out the corner of your eye, and it might start nagging at you a bit more than these numbers. But
right,
clearly the current number is a lot easier to provide than a graph of past history.
But a graph might be more. A graph would be appreciated by you, would it?
Yes.
Okay. With the same information presented here, so maybe you might want a couple, two or three lines on it, essentially, or separate graphs.
Yeah, some sort of stack graph or something, but yeah. maybe two graphs, one of the current proportions using a pie chart or something, and then one of those over time. Although maybe the current one is redundant then, but I think over time is a good one, so you can see. So if you see things sharply turning upwards, then you know that you're diverging a lot from your parent.
Because right.
One of the things we want to do is encourage our partners to not do that too much. And when they start getting into a state where they're diverging from the parent, they start to merge in the parent and push things back, because that'll make them more sustainable in the long run.
Right, okay.
So I think a graph would be useful there, but these numbers are certainly the sort of thing we want to see here.
Are there any other numbers you'd want to see there?
So I'm not quite sure what the last one means. So 8 local differences means like 8 patches we're carrying. 24 local packages not in parent means we've added 24 packages. And then 4 missing packages and cloned package sets. I think that means that there were 4 packages in the parent that we haven't got.
Okay.
I'd want to see how many packages were modified in the parent where we hadn't got those modifications. So I think I'd want a 4th number there.
Right. Okay. Cool.
Parallels to the first two numbers for the other way around, basically.
Right. When you click on these, what would you expect to see?
I'd expect to see summary pages of those changes. So if I click on 8 local differences, I'd expect to see a page listing the those 8 packages with
right.
Ways to get the changes that were available for those that we'd made for those 8 packages.
Okay. Well, if you scroll,
and see the state in the parent as well. So.
Right. Yeah. I was going to say if you scroll down to the next mock-up, that's what they're proposing you'd get if you clicked on the 8 local differences. So does that meet your expectations?
Yes, it does. So package version, upstream version, base version, not entirely sure if that's useful to see there, but well, I guess it's linking, so that is useful. But the no local changes one at the bottom, that doesn't make any sense to me.
No. Okay.
I'm not sure what that's trying to tell me.
Okay.
Generate div and then sync. I think that's what I'd want to see.
Would a graph be useful on this to show package differences over time on this page?
I think if you have that information, then putting it here would be useful.
Okay.
This is going to be the main place we would come to see that the information about the package differences. So I think putting the graph there would be useful. One thing I can see is that the three buttons, select, none, select, all, sync, putting them together like that is seems a little unusual, because there's two things going on there. There's the select, none, select, all, and then sync is something separate. So I'm not sure where else they go, but putting them as three options in a line like that seems a little unusual.
Right. Okay. Okay. So down to the next mock-up. It's a similar page in that it's linking through from the port that we just looked at.
Mm-hmm.
Again, is this what you would expect to see once you'd clicked through from that second link on the port name?
Packages in parent series lucid, but not in derelict lucid. Package upstream version sync. I think I'd expect to see that.
Okay. Anything missing?
So I can click through to the version in the parent series and things like that, I assume. So I can find out plenty of information from there. I think what I might want to see on this page, I'm not entirely sure what it would be some idea of how the package would fit into our distro series. But yeah, I'm not entirely sure what that would be. So maybe right. You'd want to know if you synced it, whether it would have all its dependencies and that sort of thing. So maybe if foo depends on bar, then
you're breaking up a little.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know whose end it is, but
is that any better?
Yep, I think so. Yep.
Okay. So I'm not entirely sure what I mean by this, but that's the only thing I can feel is missing from this page, some idea of what the result of doing that sync would be into my distro series, what it would mean for my distro series, but I can't be any more concrete than that right now. So
right, okay then. Would it be, as an aside, would it be useful on these sorts of pages to be able to leave a comment? So it says that foo is missing. Would it be useful to be able to leave a comment for other people looking at this to explain why foo is missing?
That's a good point, actually. That's something we that was added to Merge-O-Matic, because people found it useful to be able to say, don't sync this one because it won't build, or something like that.
Yeah.
So, I think that could be useful. And also some way to say, don't show me this anymore, at least in the default view, because I've decided that we do not want this package at all, so don't just stop showing it to me. It's something which some people would find useful.
Right. Okay.
With perhaps a way to see what those packages are, or a checkbox to bring them back into the book. Just some way to make them go away first would be good.
Right, right.
And this, the same thing goes for the previous one that you mentioned, actually. Comments on there would be quite useful. And some way to make the line disappear from that view, saying, oh, we don't want this version, would be useful. And having two options for that, where you can say, we don't want this version, but we might want the next one. Or we don't want any new version of this package, we just want to stick with the version we've got.
Right. Okay. Cool. So on the next mockup, we've got the unique packages, the packages that are unique to this derived distro series. The names and versions are, just for the purposes of the mockup, the same as before. Is this what you would expect to see? Is that enough information?
I'd want to see some information about how I could do something about this. I mean, it's a useful status page, but there's no next action.
Right.
And I think the same goes for the previous ones, where you'd want a little bit of text describing kind of what it means for a package to be in this state and what you can do about it.
Okay.
So for this one, I'd want to know. I know they said that automated submission of changes back to the parent and things is not going to be in scope for this cycle, but just a bit of text saying if these packages would be useful to a parent, then submit the source package to them for their approval, something like that, so that there's some sort of next action on this page, even if it's not automated. And for the previous ones, you have the sync options, but there's no definition of what a sync is, and it's confusing to people who aren't versed in Ubuntu development, I've found from talking to some of Alan Arik partners.
Okay, interesting.
So some explanation of what sync actually means, what it means for, especially in the first of these three mockups, where you have a modified version in your derived distro series, some explanation of what a sync would do, that it overwrites your changes, and so an explanation of what to do if your changes are valuable to you still.
Right.
So that they don't just come along and say, oh right, the only thing we can do here is sync, and then so sync and overwrite all their changes, then get annoyed that they have to redo them. So an explanation of how they can merge the changes would be useful. Obviously, it's tricky knowing, a bit tricky knowing whether they're going to be using Bazaar for that, or whether there's going to be any functionality in Launchpad for generating those diffs or telling them how to do it manually on the command line. That's a little tricky, but I'd want some explanation at least of what the sync is, and that it's not the right thing to do in all cases.
Right. Okay. Cool. That's the end of our mockups. Do you have any other comments about what you've seen?
I think it looks good. Great start. Certainly the things that we want to see. I think that just to make it clear that as I said, there was a fourth line missing from the portlet. I think there's a fourth of those.
Right.
But yeah, I think it's a great start.
Cool.
Certainly the sort of things that we've seen.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time. I'm sure it's been very helpful. I'm sure the Soyuz guys will be very grateful for your input. So yeah, cool. I'll now write that up and let them have a transcript of what we've spoken about. I'm speaking to a couple of other people, and then after this first round, see if Koalik will update the mockups based on the feedback, and then we'll do another round next week, I would have thought. So yeah.
Great. Thanks for running this.
I hope so. Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks very much for taking part.
So, if you like, I can put you in touch with a guy who works for ARM.
Oh, cool.
Who's kind of inexperienced in distribution stuff, but we're asking him to get involved in it. So he's going to be a consumer of this eventually. So and comes from a much more experienced background with Launchpad with maintaining a distribution. So.
Right. That'd be great. Thank you very much. That'd be superb. Cheers, man. I'll speak to you soon then.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.